And we're back. This is Anna.
And this is Amy.
And you're listening to
The Flip Side.
Girl, what are you doing over there?
Okay, so one of my Facebook friends liked the post that we put on our
That you just posted?
That I posted to our Flip Side LA Facebook page. You should follow it, people, if you're listening.
It's just a Flip Side LA, right?
Yeah, Flip Side LA. Okay. So do you remember the night I invited you out to this girl's birthday party because I felt like I don't go out anymore and I needed to get out and I thought it would be fun.
Right. Yeah. I think we all go through those phases where it's like, oh, I'm getting old. Like, I've been in too much. Like, I craved the nightlife. But yeah, I absolutely remember that night.
Okay. The positive of that night was meeting that chick, Bianca. She's fucking awesome. So she's the one who liked it. And all I can think about is like, this girl invited us to her birthday party. We show up. Nobody comes.
This is not Bianca. This is another girl.
Bianca. This is her friend. So we show up and nobody's at Pump, the restaurant she chose for her birthday, except for like a club promoter who, with his pregnant girlfriend, ditches the bill and leaves it for us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then this girl is like going psycho. And little did we know.
Not to come down on your friend whose birthday it was, but I have to say.
Okay, how could you not come down on her? Both of us looked at her and called her a cunt at the end of the night.
I didn't know.
Literally. And then we met the guy who sings Waves and we had a great night. But
yeah. But the thing is I have to say, if like, she said that she had chosen this restaurant and that they cleared out tables, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, and,
like,
and Lisa Vanderpump knew her?
Yeah, that
remember?
Was
the best. Tell the best part of the night. Yeah. Or one of the best parts. Because the whole night
Well, it kicked it off. That kicked off our night.
She's like, hold on, I'm going to go say hello to Lisa.
And then she walks over and Lisa's dealing with, you know, whatever smoking gun celebrity is there that their table's not right or something. And this girl tries to get her attention. And I mean, it was.
She puts her hand
an
on her arm.
Exercise and futility. But yeah.
She puts her hand on Lisa's arm. And Lisa kind of looks over at her like, who the fuck are you? Nods her head twice. And the girl's standing there and then walks away. Like.
Yeah. Not good.
Not
it was
good.
No good.
It was not good. And so
no-go.
After we picked up the rest of the bill, she tells us we're going to go to this club.
Yeah.
Mind you, we are delighted by the friend that she has actually.
Wait, you're missing the best part.
No, I'm saying we're delighted because remember she ordered the tequila. Bianca was the bomb, dude. She like diverted every bad situation until we get to One Oak.
No, but you're missing the best.
Oh, the cake.
The cake.
No, but that's what I was. So this girl is like crazy over this cake. And we're like, she's like, you don't understand. I need to get my cake to the venue first. And we're like, okay, we have no idea what's going on. Long story short, the entire evening was a diabolical plan for her to put a very sexy picture of herself on a cake and bring it to an after party where her ex-boyfriend was at. And mind you, fuck it.
I mean,
you know what? Like, people are going to hate us anyway. She fucked her, like, the manager and the DJ, not just like the boyfriend.
Well, wait, the boyfriend was the DJ, right?
The boyfriend was the DJ, yeah. And she had just told us in the car that she fucked the manager 2 weeks earlier.
Right.
But all we know is we're standing outside of a club and we're being basically dismissed. Anna's now on cake duty and some guy like knocks into her and kind of ruins the cake a little bit. Well,
he didn't even knock into me. He put his elbow down in like the cellophane that covers like a box of an open cake so you can see the cake. And it basically glued itself down to her photograph image
but
that
who
had
does
been
that?
Painted onto the cake. And so
of a cake she made herself, of a picture
of herself
to get an ex-boyfriend jealous literally 2 weeks after she fucked his manager.
While he's at work.
Yeah. And oh, wow, it was just crazy. So we like can't get into One Oak because literally no one wants her there. We get into an Uber and the Uber literally turns to us and is like, can you please get her out of my car?
Yeah.
Over the cake. So we get to Avalon, the after party, and she's like, oh, by the way, you two, Anna and Amy, are paying for tonight to get in, and you're free, Bianca. To which both of us look at each other.
And we're like, nope.
Nope. And we tell the Uber driver, yeah, we're going to go meet up with that promoter who owes us for his dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we both just kind of looked at her, and I'll take blame from it. I'm like, happy birthday. You're a cunt.
We're leaving. It was actually one of the most amazing moments I've ever seen go play out and go down.
But it worked out perfect because we like cruised into.
And the promoter was great with us, at least. He was wonderful. He was I owe you. You're in. And we had a blast.
We saw
Denzel Washington and danced with
his name is just so awkward.
Pibbs?
Mr. Peebles? Whatever. The guy who sings Waves. We ended up with their whole entourage all night. Waffles and Roscoe's chicken wings and waffles.
Well, I'd never been, so I wanted to go after.
Yeah, I mean, it ended up being a great night, but I'll say it's the only time I've ever called someone a cunt, and it felt so good. Like, literally to their face. It felt so good.
I feel like, actually, Americans should use that term more often, just because when I'm in London, or when I was in London, it was, like, quite frequently used, and it's not that vulgar to me.
Well, I mean, just like the word fag.
Oh God, that hits a nerve.
Well, it would hit a nerve with me too. I love my uncle very much. If anyone would call my uncle a fag, I'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? But if you're in London, they're like, do you have a fag?
A cigarette. I get it. Totally.
So it's like how you're raised and the connotations. True. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Louis C.K. did a bit on it, and he's like, listen, it's nothing against homosexuals, but if you're being a fag, you're being a fag. And he's like, that's just how we were grown up. It's not like, there's nothing wrong with homosexuals, but it's like, that dude's, it's a very funny, look it up, Louis C.K. on fags.
Have you seen his stand-up on dating? And how it's like,
because he's newly single.
Oh, is he? No, I think
he was married forever, and then he got divorced, and now he's like the big ginger who's.
But have you seen? I love me some ginger. But have you seen?
I'm on the border. I like, you know.
No, I love the ginger. They're always so feisty,
and they usually have really big dicks.
Wow. Right.
But it's the truth. I'm sorry, hey gingers out there. People don't know you got big dicks. You should all hook up with gingers. Don't think that there's anything wrong with them.
And on that note,
say it like it is, girl.
I was like, I don't even know how to segue out of that.
Not that I've seen them all, but like any ginger I've had an experience with has been delightful.
A+.
Sorry about dating.
Just with Louis C.K.
We can edit this out of the podcast.
Yeah. But no, have you seen his stand-up on dating and his take on it is like, I don't know how any guy gets a date because truthfully, like the whole process of dating is like women subjecting themselves to a very highly like dangerous situation.
Okay, that's fucking hilarious. Like a stranger picks you up at your
exactly.
door.
This is exact. This is exact thought process.
It validates how
it's
funny.
Amazing.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
So egotistical narcissist.
He's like, hey, can I take you out for dinner at night?
I'm a stranger. I want to come to your house.
The creepiest.